Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We have seen growing evidence that the dangers to our country can come not only across borders, but from violence that gathers within.
What I hear you saying is that other forces have changed politics more since 9/11 than 9/11.
Oh, I think so. I think MAGA and the domestic terror threat is much more worrisome.
It was disrespectful. You know, that's all I'm saying. It was disrespectful.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
Requirements for vaccination are part of a long tradition that we have in this country of taking steps as a collective.
Resistance is futile.
In an infectious disease outbreak, getting vaccinated is not a personal choice. It's not. It's something that we do for the community.
One of us, one of us, one of us.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number. The National Guard has been called out in Massachusetts to drive school buses tomorrow, because there aren't enough school bus drivers in some of the larger cities, because everybody has taken the last year and a half off and just sat back on their couches and made more money than they ever made working, pretending to be afraid of a virus. And Charlie Parker wouldn't end the $300 federal bonus welfare payments that were going out every week. And he said it was still needed, and it wasn't discouraging people from going back to the workplace. And now he's had to call out the National Guard to drive school buses. Brilliant. Brilliant, huh? Tomorrow is the municipal elections, preliminary elections in Massachusetts. And if you know a candidate, tell them to call in at during the 6 o'clock, the final hour of the show tonight, if they want to get a minute to promote their candidacies. 844-500-4242. I wanted to get to the Biden nuts, which is, I mean, it was another bizarro day for Grandpa Simpson, the president of the United States. But I first want to play some more of Anthony Blinken. There have been some bad appearances by people, cabinet secretaries or, assorted bureaucrats in Congress. This is about as bad as it gets, I think. And I heard people speculating over the weekend, would he still be the Secretary of State on Tuesday? He probably still will be, because no one gets punished. The only one who's been punished is the Marine Lieutenant Colonel who talked about how the Pentagon and the Secretary of Defense and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff had betrayed the troops. He's the only one who's been punished so far. But listen to Blinken. We got a couple of cuts to play here from the foreign minister, as Biden calls him. And before we get to the Biden cuts themselves, and this first cut is about how many Americans are still in Afghanistan.
We're in constant contact with American citizens still in Afghanistan who have told us that they wish to leave. Each has been assigned a case management team to offer specific guidance and instruction.
Wow. A case management team. This is the same guy who sent a sternly worded letter to the Taliban saying that they better include some women in the government and some members of religious and ethnic minorities. And we know how much the Taliban respects the word of the foreign minister. Foreign Minister Blinken, a case management team. Taylor, do you think the case management team will be available to the Americans who are stranded on Columbus Day, or will they be all enjoying a 3-day weekend?
I think they'll be available on Columbus Day. However, they won't be available on Indigenous Peoples Day.
You're right. You're correct. I stand corrected. Yes, indeed. Columbus Day is slowly going the way of the Washington Redskins football team and the Cleveland Indians baseball team.
Robert E. Lee in Afghanistan.
Right. So no problems, guys. The case management team will be there for you from Foggy Bottom. Of course, and we now know the Secretary of State is afraid to cross the bridge to go to the Capitol to appear at a congressional hearing. He has to stay in his office, I guess. Now, this next thing, I didn't know about this, but this may be news to you as well. This is Scott Perry again, the guy from Pennsylvania, the Republican, who asked him, why the hell aren't you over here at the Capitol? It's like a few miles away. You can't drive up a few miles. And so then he started asking him about whether he's been talking to the FBI or whether he's been, I should say, interviewed or deposed by the FBI involving some of the Hunter Biden material. And they don't start out by saying this. He just kind of hits him out of the blue talking about, has he been talking to the FBI? And you'll see Blinken give way here, but Blinken won't say anything. So he's basically confirming everything with his non-denial denials. But this is Scott Perry talking, asking questions, and then he finally gets cut off by the chairman, Gregory Meeks from Queens.
Are you saying that you have not had a recent interview with the FBI since becoming Secretary of State?
I'm not sure what you're referring to, and I'm happy to take that up with you offline.
Did the State Department turn over documents to the FBI related to Hunter Biden, Burisma, and or the Blue State Strategies Corporation?
You'll have to.
So you have no knowledge of this. You have had no. You don't. You are you saying you have not had an interview with the FBI since becoming Secretary of State?
It would not be appropriate for me to comment in a public forum on any legal proceedings that the department.
I'm not asking you to comment on the legal proceedings. I'm just asking if you've been interviewed by the FBI since becoming Secretary of State.
Again, I'm not going to comment one way or another on any legal proceedings or not that may or may not have happened.
Have you sought to-
let me remind the gentleman that the topic of this hearing is Afghanistan. That's what we'll.
I appreciate it, Mr. Chairman, but the Secretary generally refuses to answer questions about Afghanistan, so I just figured we'd talk about something he should be intimately familiar with.
I'd prefer to answer that question in French. I'm more conversant in my native tongue, French. He used to be a practicing lawyer in France, so in Paris. Gay Paris. You know, they call it Paris. They have a different word for everything over there, you know. Rue, road, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway.
It's almost like it's a whole other language.
It is. That's an old Steve Martin running gag. They got a different word for everything. 844-500-4242. The State Department and Capitol are on the same side. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, say Foggy Bottom, though. He had to leave Foggy Bottom. 844-500. I was thinking of the Pentagon. 774 says, next, Baker should get the National Guard working in restaurants. Yeah, there's some supermarkets that could use a few new cashiers, too. You know? I mean, it doesn't appear anyone's gone back to work. Certainly no one's gone back to work.
So is the National Guard going to use the school buses, or are they going to use the...
tanks?
Yeah.
Jeeps?
The covered trucks, the Humvees. What a dream come true for any kid.
Maybe one of those three-wheel motorcycles. Like do they still have those in the military?
Black Hawk helicopter.
Oh man, this is just. I mean, it's if it weren't such a serious situation for the United States, it would be a comedy.
I mean, get the paratroop into school.
I mean, can you imagine making Charlie Parker a governor in a Hollywood comedy? It would have to be just a slapstick comedy. Everything
they already made that
wrong.
Movie. It flopped. 1941.
And then you could have the lieutenant governor going to a solemn ceremony with this guy who's been who had apparently a very interesting correspondence online with a woman who didn't really exist, and he asked her to do certain things to him allegedly that you know well I don't know 844-500-4242 just one quick thing here. We'll play one Biden cut from earlier today, and this is about the firefighters. And the reason I bring this up is because there's a story in the New York Post today. There's a new book out about the Biden family corruption, And one of the things that Jim Biden, his brother, and Hunter were running was this scam hedge fund operation. And they got it from they tried to buy it from the son-in-law of Sun Myung-moon, the Korean evangelist. His name was Park, and he had developed a big cocaine problem. So guess who he bonded with among the Bidens once he had the big coke problem?
I can only guess.
Yes, you guessed correctly. So so the company was fading. So Senator Biden at the time goes to this firefighters convention in D.C. and he says, "Oh, my son, my brother, they're going broke. Can you help them out by depositing some money with the hedge fund?" And so all these guys go there. And, you know, a hedge fund, it's like tens or probably hundreds of thousands of dollars usually. And these firefighters start showing up at the door of the company, the hedge fund company, and they're giving them a check for a grand. They don't know what you can't take a grand in a hedge fund. But that whole story is in the New York Post today. And so ironically, of course, Biden, having no sense of irony, and probably having not read the scandalous story about his own career, he mentions being with the firefighters today. Cut two.
I started my career with the firefighters as a 29-year-old kid running for the United States Senate, and we've never left one another.
And that's why they went over to try to help out my brother and my son. They couldn't cash the checks because they couldn't let them make the contribution. So the Biden people have denied that took place. But the new president of the company, after they forced out the coke-addled son-in-law of Sun Myung-moon, he told that story to the author of the book. 844-500-4242. Ladies and gentlemen, the scandals just keep on coming. Used to be on this radio station in Boston, the hits just keep on coming. Now it's the scandals just keep on coming. If you've been holding off on trying Balance 7, then don't wait any longer. Balance 7 is extending their $10 off offer for another week. Get $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and free shipping with code word Howie10. I've been drinking Balance 7 consistently for almost a year now, and I can notice the difference. I feel stronger, healthier, and more energized. As the seasons change, it's important to stay healthy and maintain an active lifestyle. That's easy to do with Balance 7. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. At Remotes, listeners sometimes thank me for introducing them to Balance 7. They tell me Balance 7 has really worked wonders for them. I have jugs both at the studio and at home. I just asked the mailroom manager to make sure we have a fresh jug in Florida for when we fly back down in October. That's how good Balance 7 is. Once you get used to it, you'll never want to be without it. Balance 7 works by reducing the acids that naturally build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you will feel the difference within 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. For one more week, save $10 off their 6-week supply bottle and receive free shipping with code Howie10. That's code word Howie10 at balance7.com. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show will be back in a bit. The paperboy is going to make a few edits on his latest Herald column.
You want to break into my kind of racket? This is the lousiest game there is. You can risk your hide to get a good shot, and the city desk may stick it on page 10, if it's used at all.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Taliban success. According to Reuters, which reviewed both the transcript and the audio, President Biden said, quote, "And there's a need, whether it be true or not, there is a need to project a different picture." Was that an ad lib by President Biden, or was that lie scripted into the phone call? And if it was scripted, by who?
First, with regard to the phone call you cited, I'm obviously not going to comment on purportedly leaked transcripts of phone calls. Here's what I can tell you. What the president said in that conversation with then-President Ghani is exactly what he was saying in public. And it's this, that the issue was not the capacity at that point of the Afghan government and the Afghan security forces to hold the country and to hold Kabul. It was their will.
I don't recall him saying that. Do you have that sound cut, Tyler, of him saying that?
No search results.
I can't comment on a leaked. I purportedly leaked. Somebody says Secretary of State Ralph Cramden. Who would have thought it? Hamana, hamana, hamana. Yikes. 844-500-4242-413. Now that Massachusetts is going to have the National Guard helping transport kids to school, do we know if they will be in uniform? If so, is this a bleeping joke? I can't imagine what the feeling would be for a little kid getting on a bus with somebody in a military uniform. Oh, they're going to find, I don't know if they're going to be in uniform or not. Someone says you can't drive a school bus without a special license too. So maybe they're going to have to use National Guard vehicles. Who knows? What a mess. What a mess. And again, totally preventable. If only Charlie Parker had decided to do what, oh, I don't know, Greg Abbott decided to do, or Ron DeSantis decided to do, even Larry Parker Hogan, as I call him, in Maryland, tried to do this, although he was stopped by an Obama judge from getting the deadbeats and the freeloaders and the goldbrickers back to work. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie, buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Do you think the recall election in California will be on the level?
Absolutely not. It's already not on the level.
97% say no.
All right. Now, we got time for a few of these Biden cuts from today. I played you the one about the firefighters. He's given away the gag. He doesn't even know he's giving it away. But anyway, Taylor says this may be the most incoherent Biden sound cut we have ever played. I believe it's cut 12.
And what's going to happen is things aren't going to go back to what they were. It's not like you can build back to what it was before. It's not going to get any better than it is today. It only can get worse, not better. It's not like we're going to not have more problems. But we can do this, in my view.
Oh, we can definitely get worse. In my view, I agree. So he admits it's only going to get worse from here. So he agrees with all the people who think that the U.S. economy isn't going to go into the toilet, that the society at large is going into the toilet, that we're being inundated with waves of criminals and from the southern border, and we're importing terrorists from above, from Afghanistan in all likelihood.
I mean, that's one way to sell the Build Back Better plan, right? To say that you can't build back better.
It can only get worse. That's an exact quote. It can only get worse. All right. So he mentions, too, that there was a recent hurricane. You may have heard about this hurricane, Cup 14.
It's not just fires. I mean, more people died. I was in Louisiana, Mississippi, all through the South for Hurricane Aiden.
Hurricane Aiden. Is Hurricane Aiden any relation to Hurricane Ida that just went through? He forgot the name.
Media refused to cover Hurricane Aiden.
Cut 6.
Last week, the air in Boise was thick with smoke from California, from Oregon.
Smoke from California, from Oregon. From California, from Oregon. All right. What act are you going to invoke, Mr. Dementia Joe, to get the ventilators or the vaccines or whatever you're looking for built? Cut 10.
Well, fortunately, they thought a long time ago about a thing called the National Defense Act. And what I was able to do, the Defense Production Act.
I'm starting to go along with the theory that he's got an earpiece. There's no way he would have caught that on his own.
You know what? You're right. And especially like 5 seconds later.
Right.
Sometimes you realize you made a mistake a second after you said it. You know what? That's a good point, Taylor. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. You know, it used to be a recruiting slogan for the military, join the Navy and see the world. Now they can have a new one, join the National Guard and drive a school bus for Charlie Parker.
Do you think you'd be able to drive a school bus?
Would I be able to?
Yeah.
I wouldn't think about driving a school bus because I don't have a CDL or any of those. I just have a regular driver's license. I wouldn't want to take a chance.
Every time we go by like an 18-wheeler or a school bus, my mom always says, I'd love to get behind the wheel of that and see if I could do it. See if she could park it. It's tough.
I wouldn't want to try myself.
Yeah, well, I've seen you behind the wheel of a regular car. It's a little unsteady.
Anyway, so it's time now. Once a week, Grace and I and Taylor and even Jared sometimes, we check in on our fan mail. People send us a lot of love letters, mash notes, email messages, voicemail messages, tweets, texts, any kind of love note there is. And we sum it all up here in one segment. It can be a brief segment even.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday.
All right. So what's going on this week, Grace, in the way of hate mail?
Well, I'll need your help with this one a little bit, Howie. I wasn't aware of this until this afternoon, but you were actually mentioned in a really big story in the New York Times.
Front page.
Front page.
No, I made it. They stole my Whitey Bulger mugshot when he was arrested. And they ran a photoshopped copy of it, even though they aren't supposed to run photoshopped copies. The real version has a coffee mug stain on it. And before I gave it back to the FBI, I photoshopped it. And then they stole my copy. And I complained. And they said, that's a public document, pal.
You should have sued.
Move along.
Well, Howie, you were mentioned. Now, can you kind of explain the story? Explain the story, and then I'll get into all of the comments that popped up on the Twitter.
There was this hack at Logan Airport on 9/11. There was this career hack named Jenny Buckingham, whose husband is also a career hack. He's been appointed to 3 judgeships over the years by Republican governors. He's now on the Supreme Judicial Court. But she was the scapegoat for 9/11 because she'd been sitting around doing nothing when all this was going on. And, you know, all this hackerama was going on. They were helping Whitey Bulger out. They had a gangster actually on the Massport board of directors who would soon be indicted, sent to prison. They had all kinds of hack jobs being handed out. It was just a real mess. And she was just presiding over the whole thing. And when 9/11 occurred, everyone demanded that she be fired. And I had some of the more colorful quotes.
As you're wont to do, Howie, that doesn't surprise me. So they mentioned some of your colorful quotes, and they also reached out to you.
Yes, they did.
And you were one of the only columnists who responded to them.
Yes, they said, do you think she was scared? This woman said, Ellen Berry said, do you think she was scapegoated? And I said, no, if you live by patronage, you die by patronage. And then I said, methinks she doth protest too much, giving a version of the old line from Hamlet. That's what they used. And they also used, when she was appointed, I said, what gidget wasn't available? And they didn't put that in context because the previous director of Massport had lost his job when the Herald, my newspaper, showed him on a booze cruise in Boston Harbor during business hours. And he was with a woman named Gidget. And when Gidget saw the photographer, she pulled up her blouse and showed her mammaries. And that's the famous Gidget. So
saying breasts is probably less weird than saying mammaries, if I'm going to be totally honest.
Even Hooters would have sufficed.
Yes, there's nothing weirder about that. Howie, I have to make mention, though, that you were brought up in this column, and then that sparked a whole slew of hate messages, and I'm going to read them, but I have to tell people this before I read these comments. Howie was very proud of being mentioned in this column, and he thought the woman who wrote it from the New York Times did a nice job.
Yeah, I did. I thought it was a good column.
So everyone was saying, oh, thanks for reminding us that Howie Carr is a big jerk. as if this woman was going after you, but you didn't see it that way.
No, I was just happy to, I was happy to be mentioned. They didn't, like I said, Grace, the last time I, any of my stuff ended up on the front page, it was, they were stealing something from me.
I'm going to let you read this first one and then I'll read the rest. So just read this one inside that box.
Well, right, why there. you don't like this word.
See, I don't. It's one of my, bugaboos. I don't like the word.
A great read. Also, your reminder that Howie Carr is pretty much a douche. What? I said it's been a week now since 9/11, and Ginny Buckingham, that's the woman with the hack, married to a hack, is still not a stay-at-home mom.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Did she go on to write for the Herald?
Yeah, she did.
Did you ever run into her?
No, because I never go to the Herald. I haven't been to the Herald in years and years. But they said that 40 people signed a petition saying she shouldn't be hired, and I don't think I was one of them. I'm pretty certain I wasn't one of them.
Well, another person, MB Randolph, writes, at Joe Dwinell, who's our editor, please get rid of the vile Howie Carr. Reading some of his 9/11 coverage surprised anyone printed the ramblings of this misogynistic chowderhead.
I didn't come here to be made sport of, you know. By the way, so they want me fired for stuff I wrote 20 years ago, which I think stands up pretty well these days.
Well, that is the cancel culture we live in, you know. If the older it is, the better.
And again, the Gidget comment would have made more sense had it been placed in context. But it was pretty funny, as it was anyway, I thought.
Definitely. I didn't mind it. Another person writes, now keep in mind her handle is Sharon, save a life, get vaccinated! ! So you know where this is going.
Are you sure her name isn't Karen?
Sharon. Howie Carr. Howie Carr is pure trash. He, in particular, has bloodlust for women in power. I hope she finds peace.
Bloodlust for women in power. By the way, she, and I mentioned some of this on the air on Friday night, but she was forced out. Jenny Buckingham, this woman that got the big sob story on the front page of the New York Times yesterday, she was forced out by the acting governor at the time, Jane Swift. And Jane Swift had also had a hack job at Massport after she lost her race for Congress a few years earlier. And they had given her a job off-site. That's even better than a hack job in the main office.
Oh, you'd always rather be off-site than
right.
On-site.
So they gave her a job off-site at Hanscom Field, which is in Lexington. It's like 15, 20 miles away from the airport. And they gave her the office, Grace, and it had all the comforts of home except for one thing, a telephone. They gave her an office and an $80,000 a year paycheck and no telephone.
So how could she return your calls?
That's the whole point, you see.
Yeah,
that's
no, I'm the, joking,
that's
too.
The deal,
I get it.
That's the deal that state senators got in those days. There was another one, Jerry D'Amico, who I just found out he was alive a couple of weeks ago. They gave him a job running a literacy program with no phone, no listed phone.
Did you have to send them carrier pigeons for
no,
your
that
request
guy, Jerry
for comment?
D'Amico, that day, I just went down, let me in, you bastard. And he did.
He's like, oh, Howie, so nice to see you.
He said, I'd like to assure all of the people watching this, and then he turned around, and all of the people who aren't watching this on TV, that I'm very sorry for what I did.
Another person wrote about this column. Also, when the chips are down, Howie Carr can reliably be counted on to be a rhymes with Rick. And Howie, you also had a column in the Herald where you were talking about Joe Biden and how his patience with us is wearing thin.
Yes, that ran the same day as the New York Times story, which was yesterday.
Yes, and I like this column from John B. He says, Dear Howie Carr, Joe Biden doesn't have dementia. You can tell by the way he spoke the other day when he said his patience is wearing thin. What he meant to say was get the bleeping vaccine.
Biden's losing it.
My mind's going blank now. So, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
What's that all about?
You know the thing.
I want to be clear. I'm not going nuts.
603, any New York Times article that doesn't mention Howie Carr, bad. Any article anywhere that mentions Howie Carr, good. not any article, but you know, in this case, it wasn't a bad mention.
Well, it's always nice to have them, because then other people who might not have had you at top of mind start sending out mean tweets, mm-hmm. which I always enjoy.
But you know, the thing was, Grace, yesterday I thought somebody would text me or email me or call me and say, "Hey, I saw your mention on the front page of the New York Times." Not one single person.
I'm sorry, I didn't see it till today. I would have called you and given you a congrats.
I guess, you know, again, the New York Times.
He's so sad.
That's for the New York Times, not for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, that is true. It's hard for people to call and congratulate you if no one's getting the New York Times.
Right.
Even Joy Reid says, who reads the New York Times anymore?
Now I have personal proof of it.
Yes. Hey Mail Monday is brought to you by Pantidosi Baking Company, providing quality baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation, like the 110 Grill. They always have delicious bread at the 110 Grill, including their cheeseburger rolls provided by Pantidosi. For over 100 years, make sure you check out Pantidosi bread. We do have three voicemails, Howie, and they're pretty solid, so let's go through them. Let's start from the top, Taylor. This is Cut 1.
Howie claims he got into Brown even though he was actually rejected, and Taylor claims he quit Honeydew Donuts even though he was actually fired. Talk about two pea brains in the pod.
By the way, there's a story in the local newspapers about the mayor of Everett who has an interest in Honeydew Donuts. I would just tell you to check out Everett and the mayor and the city clerk if you want to check out an interesting story.
Just type in Everett and donuts.
Do you have anything to say? That's my response to that story.
I wasn't fired. I was not fired. I was just never put back on the schedule.
Can I say something about you pretending
you
to get into
Brown?
You
could get a job as a school bus driver now if it had happened this week, Taylor.
Howie, if you had actually gotten into Brown, you could have been one of the best and brightest, like Anthony Blinken.
I could have been.
Jen Psaki.
I'm trying to be sad that I didn't get to go to Brown, even though I was admitted. And, you know, it's
getting harder.
No, it's always been, I always have taken it with a bit of a grain of salt. But, you know, and again, but it's, you know, if you get into something that's prestigious, you'd like to be able to do it, even if it turns out it really wasn't as prestigious as it was made out to be.
Yeah, I understand that. Let's do cut two.
So, Howie, would you consider a real job something like maybe a talk show host just gossiping every afternoon? Would that be considered a real job?
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you asked. As opposed to a hack job where you don't have to go to work for the last 18 months, like being a judge, for instance.
And we should just mention, you don't just gossip on the air. You gossip in your writing. You know,
right.
There's a lot of gossip going on.
Right, and I have to read a lot of gossip so I can pass on other gossip to you. I don't just get to gossip, do my own gossip. I have to cull and collate and aggregate other people's gossip.
Great words. No wonder you're a master of the gossip.
Brings us to our next voicemail.
Yes, cut three.
You know, the whole world knows that this moron can't speak. And why must you do a little bit more show prep? This isn't funny anymore. Do your job. That bar must be low in the Hall of Fame, huh?
I beg your pardon. It's the toughest Hall of Fame there is, the Radio Hall of Fame in Chicago. Chicago, that toddling town.
Oh, no, he's going into song. That's how you know it hurt him bad.
On State Street, that great street. They do things they don't do on Broadway. I saw a guy with his wife. I saw a guy. Wait a second.
Uh-oh. The time of their life.
I had the time of his life. I saw a guy. He danced with his wife in Chicago, my hometown.
Very good.
Not really my hometown.
You might get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with that one. Once again, Hate Mail Monday brought to you by Pantidosi Baking Company. Thank you very much, Howard. That's all for me.
Thank you. This fall, I'm saying yes to quality time and no to everything else. The last thing I want to do now is run to the store, especially with all the Karens out in force yet again.
They really are. You know what, Howie? Karens really come to life in the grocery store. That is their favorite place to be.
It is, other than Facebook.
Yes, other than Facebook groups.
Right. And so I don't want to be told that I'm going down the wrong way of the one-way aisle and I'm endangering somebody. I don't want to be told if I get within 5 feet of somebody at the checkout counter, I could kill them. I don't need that. That's why I want to get HelloFresh. I keep getting HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers all the food I need right to my door. It takes the guesswork out of meal prep and helps me devote more time to what truly matters. HelloFresh delivers everything I need, like 50 weekly menu and market items that are always changing. Taylor, you make anything this weekend from HelloFresh?
This weekend, no, but we still have one meal left over from last week, and that's the sweet chili pork chops. I'm very much looking forward to that. I know Patrice has been talking about the pork chops, and I'm looking forward to having them again.
That's a good fall dish.
And tomorrow you get another box, another nice blue box delivered, right?
Yep.
That's good. Every Tuesday makes Tuesdays special. HelloFresh has quick and easy meals worthy of a busy weeknight, including low-prep 10 to 15-minute recipes and easy cleanup options. Pre-portioned and measured ingredients save time, which allows me to actually enjoy my meals. And dinner is just the beginning with HelloFresh. I love adding grab-and-go breakfasts, afternoon treats, and more easy extras to my order. I don't just save time with HelloFresh, I also save serious money. HelloFresh's meals are over 30% cheaper than at the grocery store. And the family-friendly menu is a big win for you and your kids. It's full of easy, delicious recipes for drama-free dinners. This fall, I'm looking forward to pumpkin cinnamon rolls, apple ginger crisp, and more seasonal extras from HelloFresh. Plus, their free produce travels from the farm to my front door in less than a week. You can't go wrong with HelloFresh. Just ask anybody who's taken a flyer on them, and they love it. Everybody loves HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie14 and use code Howie14 to get up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. That's code 14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. I'm Howie Carr.
Fighting the fake news, one former Democrat stenographer with a press pass at a time. It's Howie Carr. He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
As you know, Mr. Secretary, the LGBTQI community in Afghanistan is extremely vulnerable to punitive actions from the Taliban. It's important, in my view, that we take steps to ensure that those would be subjected to violence or worse because of their sexual orientation or gender identity are safe. The Council for Global Equality, the Human Rights Campaign, and LGBTQI plus refugee support groups released a 10-point plan to protect Afghan LGBTQI refugees. My question is, have you seen this plan? And if so, is the administration prepared to implement it? And is it consistent with the presidential memorandum of early 2021 that speaks of the responsibility to help Afghan refugees that make it to neighboring states as outlined in that memorandum?
Well, thank you for very rightly putting the spotlight on concerns about the LGBTQI plus community in Afghanistan.
David Cicilline, by the way, who asked that question. I wonder, he has a particular interest in the subject.
This is something that we are focused on. I have not personally seen the report that you referred to. I'm going to ask to see it. I'm pretty sure that my team has, but I'll take a look at that myself, and I thank you for sending it to us.
I'm too busy trying to learn how to say I surrender in Basque and Gaelic and many other obscure extinct languages like Punic and Thracian and other ones. I wanted to learn how to say I surrender in every language that has ever been known to man, because it's probably going to come in handy.
Is there a reason why you chose Gaelic?
No, I just that's my own people's native tongue, going back two or three generations. Tom, you're next. Quickly, Tom, very quickly.
Hey, Howie. Greetings from the Socialist Republic of Vermont. So being unvaccinated, I have a dilemma. I want to go to a Patriots game, and I don't know if it's going to be mandatory.
I don't think it's mandatory, Tom. If you saw those cutaway shots yesterday, it doesn't seem very mandatory to me. I'm Howie Carr.